You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Today is day two in the murder trial of Chad Daybell in Idaho.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Boise with a look at what we could see today. Adam?
Amanda, following opening statements yesterday, the prosecution called their first witness, Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosillo, who was one of the first law enforcement personnel to look for Lori Vallow's two youngest kids, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, when no one could find them in late 2019.
I asked him how he knew Lori, and he stated he had only met her a couple of times, and that he didn't know her very well.
For context, Lori and Chad were married 2 weeks before that encounter. Hermosillo answered questions and cross-examination about the evidence they gathered in their search for the kids, all the way to the point that they found their bodies buried on Chad Daybell's property in eastern Idaho. He's expected to continue answering questions on the stand today. Live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Residents in the potential flood path of Panguitch Lake gathered last night to hear an update from leaders and to share their concerns. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with this morning's update. Peter?
Tim, officials told Panguitch residents at the local high school that they're working diligently to bring down the water level at Panguitch Lake. But engineers say the dam has gone from
8 degrees tilted downstream to now 2 degrees tilted downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir, and we see that as a positive sign.
Residents weren't all on board with the current damage control efforts.
How come we can't put a dam up there to stop this water from coming in and ruining all our houses and stuff?
For now, the word from leaders is to keep your fishing poles and boats away from Panguitch Creek. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The people in Panguitch continue to remain on alert for a possible evacuation, but what steps should any family take to be ready for a potential disaster and evacuation? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson continues our team coverage.
Ready.gov says we should always have at least half a tank of gas, but completely full is preferable. Then you'll need to solidify where you will go, whether it's with friends, family, or a shelter. Before you leave, make sure you've notified someone of your plans. Also, stay up to date on road closures and weather conditions. Families should have a designated meeting place in case they get separated. And if you have a pet, you'll have to find a place for them since most emergency shelters don't allow them. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Biden administration is changing gun regulations that could impact at least 20,000 firearm sellers. It requires sellers using online advertisements, gun shows, or other means to be licensed. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the White House can make the change because the 2022 Safer Communities Act.
It will also close the gun show loophole. Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
Garland says the rule changes will be able to stand up to lawsuits that will likely be filed.
The family of a man shot at a track station last week is talking about their struggles as they look to support his recovery. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher has more.
Taylan Yazzie shows her close-knit family, saying Uncle Thomas Yazzie was running errands for her other uncle, Willis, last Thursday because Willis was hospitalized from a brain aneurysm. Mom Francine got the call from police.
What is happening? What is happening? Why is this happening to us?
The family says Thomas Yazzie was just at the wrong place at the wrong time when he was shot after a disagreement broke out on the tracks train. You can read more at KSLTV.com, where there's also a GoFundMe link.
The inflation numbers we broke for you yesterday morning continue to have a negative impact on the markets. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The Fed sees this report, and the overall expectation is that it's not going to be ready to cut interest rates in June. It might have to wait until later in the year in September. Might have to wait even longer that, depending on how this inflation picture shakes out.
The highest price increases were found in the fuel sector, costs for rent, car insurance, clothes, medical care, and gas.